在一起来赞敬拜崇拜神。
I hope that every one of you had a good Thanksgiving yesterday.
我希望大家能够都有一个愉快的感恩节。
Think as for me, I think I'm still full from yesterday dinner.
对我个人来讲呢，我到现在还觉得从昨天晚上的晚餐到现在还觉得非常的饱足。
Even though the origin of Thanksgiving is for the pilgrims who came from Europe, to give thanks to the Indian who lives in this country.
这个关于感恩节的起源是最早些的时候呢，从欧洲来到这边的这个移民，然后他们这个给印第安人的一个感恩。
But nevertheless, for us as a Christian, it's the time for us to think about, for us to give thanks to God.
但是就一个基督徒来讲，我们也可以借这个机会来回想一下，我们如何来向神感恩。
Not only to give thanks to God, but also to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
不仅仅是借这个机会向神感恩，也借这个机会跟我们的弟兄姐妹来一起团契。
So thank God on Wednesday nights, about 10 youth, we get together and have dinner, and we really have a lot of fun together.
那所以在星期三晚上的时候，我们有将近十个年轻人。聚在一起，然后一起享用这个晚餐，然后我们度过一个非常快乐的时光。
And yesterday, several of us go to a San Jose church to have fellowship with the brother and sister there.
然后那昨天有几位弟兄姐妹跟我们一起去那个圣何西教会的中餐跟他们一起团契。
And last night we noticed many families they have dinner, so everybody was everywhere having dinner together. So this is a wonderful opportunity to gather together and praise and thank God.
那昨天晚上呢，我知道说有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们都跟他们的亲人或者是教会的弟兄姐妹一起在一起来晚餐啊，感谢神呢，借着大家能够借着这个机会一起团契来感谢。
Because as a chosen people of God, it's very important for us to have fellowship with one another.
作为一个神的子女儿女，我们能够时常有机会来团契是非常重要的。
When we have fellowship with one another, we can show the love of God that's inside of us to one another.
当我们跟其他的弟兄姐妹团契的时候呢，可以借此表现出在我们内心中所充满耶稣基督的爱。
And we also can share the blessing and the praises that we give to our Heavenly Father.
然后我们也借团契的机会来分享我们对天上的神的赞美和感恩。
So tonight, I'd like to share with you in all in everything, give thanks.
那今天晚上我所要分享的题目就是凡事感谢。
Actually, for every one of us, we have many things to be grateful for, to give thanks to God for.
对我们来讲，有太多的事情，我们都应该向神感谢。
For example, the reason we be able to come here tonight is because of God.
举例来说，像我们今晚能够来到这个地方聚会，这就是应该对神的一个感谢。
If God did not allow us to live today, we wouldn't be able to come here.
如果神不允许我们活在世上，那我们当然就不可能出现在这里聚会。
Really, just to be able to get up in the morning, be able to breathe, is a blessing from God.
单单我们能够早晨醒过来，能够呼吸，能够活着，这就是一个神对神一个很大的感谢。
So we reflect about our lives. There's many things we can give your thanks to God for.
所以我们如果回想我们的生命当中，其实有很多的事情，我们都应该向神感谢。
Let's turn the book of Luke chapter 5.
我们看路加福音第五章。
The book of Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Verse 3.
第二节。
Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. So we can see in Luke chapter 5, verse 1, it says, there's great multitude he pressed about him to hear the word of God.
在这第五章的第一节，我们看到这里记载说，众人拥挤他要听神的道。
But even though this great multitude, but our Lord Jesus Christ only used the boat of Simon to preach the gospel from during that time.
那虽然有很多人的拥挤他，但是神呢，他只有借着他两只船，在当时的两只船，借着他们用他们来传神的福音。
I see. For us, this is also one of the great blessings that our Lord have given to us.
对我们来讲，这也是一个神给我们的一个很大的恩典。
There's 6 billion people in the world.
有六十亿的人口。
There are 300 billion people in the United States.
有三亿的人口在美国。
But we are the chosen one of God.
但是呢，从这么多人当中，我们被神拣选。
So for us, when we live our life, we should really focus on this kind of thought inside our heart.
所以当我们在日常生活当中，要时常 存着这样的念头来感谢神的恩典。
Even though many are called, but few are chosen.
虽然说这个受蒙召的多，但是选上的少。
And those few are every one of us who sit in here tonight.
然后那些在很少的被选上的人当中就像我们这些人就坐在今天晚上的会堂里。
So because of this alone, we should give thanks to God.
单单为了这样的一个恩典，我们就应该感谢神。
That we will come to hear the true salvation of God.
我们能够找到一个真实的救恩，就是一个神的恩典。
We will be able to kneel down and pray together with the promise of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够一起跪下祷告，然后能够领受神的这种圣所应许的圣灵，这就是一个神的恩典。
Truly, it's a great blessing for all of us.
这是对我们大家的祝福。
Every time I go visit Brother Tom, I usually bring Diane and Sunny also with me.
当我去看谭弟兄的时候呢，我有时候会带这个达安跟这个 Sunny 跟我一起去。
And you know, Brother Tom, he's not be able to walk.
那我们知道谭弟兄他现在是没有办法走路。
So every time I go to visit him, I would take him with his wheelchair and you know, wheel his chair to the park, and then he, you know, I help him to walk in the park.
那我每次去看他的时候呢，我就会推着他的轮椅到附近的公园去走，然后能够试着让他走一下。
But you know, also, you know, Brother Sunny also walk with a cane.
那我们知道 Sunny 呢，他也是行动不方便。
And Sister Diane, she's also walk with a cane.
那 Diane 呢，她有时候走路呢也需要靠拐杖。
So one time while I was walking in front of them, and while I was pushing Tom, and I looked back.You know how Brother Sunny was walking and how Sister Diane was walking. I feel like, wow, if people see us like this, they probably feel like we are so pitiful, right?
那有时候呢，我推着这个谭弟兄的轮椅在公园走的时候，当我回头再看看 Sunny 跟这个达安他们走路的样子，那我心里就在想说，要是刚好有人看见我们四个人里面有三个人这样子走路。行动不方便，他们大概会觉得说我们是非常可怜的。
Especially when we walk in and crossing the street.
特别是当我们要过马路的时候。
Because it takes us a long time to be able to cross the street, so many cars would stop. They look at us if I say, "Wow, these poor people."
那特别是我们要过马路的时候，因为走的过马路的时间非常的慢，所以呢，就会有很多人、很多车子要停下来让我们过去。那我相信说在他们心中一定会觉得说，哇，这一群人都好可怜。
But I say maybe from the physical eye, we are the poorest people out there.
也许呢，从身体的表面看起来呢，我们是很可怜的。
Maybe many people feel very pitiful for us.
也许很多人看在他们眼里会觉得非常同情。
But what they do not know that every single one of us one day will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
但是呢，他们那些觉得我们很值得同情的人并不知道说，也许有一天我们这里的四个人每一个人都可以上天国。
That's why yesterday I was talking to Brother Sunny.
所以昨天当我跟 Sunny 在聊天的时候
，Because Brother Sunny has his brother and his sister here also.
Sunny 他有他的其他的弟兄姐妹在美国。
And both of his brother and sister are very well to do.
那他的其他的弟兄姐妹他们都过得不错。
I think he was sharing with me they have like 2-3 houses in the Bay Area.
听说是有些弟兄他的弟兄姐妹有些有两三个房子在湾区。
But for praise and thank God for Brother Sunny, he did not focus on that.
但是呢 ，Sunny 呢并没有把他的注意力都放在那里。
But he said to me, what he said to me is, I'm the one that's most blessed.
他告诉我说，他认为在他的弟兄姐妹当中，他是最蒙受神祝福的。
Because they have all these things.
所以，因为他的那些弟兄虽然拥有财富
，Even though I have only a little place to live.
虽然 Sunny 他自己只有一个小小的地方可以居住
，But he said I have the hope in God.
但是呢。他有神的祝福。
So for me, when I heard this, really, my heart was very touched.
当我听到他这样讲的时候，我的内心就非常感动。
Because Brother Sunny can see very clearly that one day he will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
那我们可以看得出来说，也许在你弟兄他有一天也能够承受神的祝福。
Even though right now we look very pitiful.
所以虽然现在看起来好像很可怜。
But when Christ come again.
但是等到耶稣再临的时候
，will be glorious just like He is glorious.
那我们会因此因着耶稣借着耶稣基督而得到荣耀。
In the beginning, when I saw Diane and Sunny, I also feel very pitiful for them.
刚我初见到 Sunny 跟 Diane 的时候，我也觉得非常的同情他们。
And during that time, they also feel very pitiful for themselves.
当时他们也觉得自己很值得同情。
Of course, for me, I'm not in their situation, so I really do not understand what they're going through.
那因为当时我也不知道他们过去曾经经历了哪些事情。
And then when I go to visit Brother Tom, then Brother Tom is more pitiful than both of them.
那当我去看谭弟兄的时候，我又发现说谭弟兄有比三尼跟戴安更值得同情。
So there was a time I thought to myself, if I go to visit Brother Tom, then bring you know Brother Sunny and Sister Diane with me, and then you can see.If you compare the life with other people, our life is pretty good.
所以呢，我那时候就想说，如果我下一次去拜访谭弟兄的时候，我能够带着珊妮跟这个达一起去，那当他们跟比较跟谭弟兄做比较的时候，就会觉得说，其实他们的生命并不是最不幸的。
Actually, when brother, when sister Diane and brother Sunny go see Tom, and then really they feel their life is very blessed.
所以当珊妮跟达一去看到去。看访问这个谭弟兄的时候，他们就会感受到说自己其实蒙神的保守跟祝福。
Even though both of them did not walk right, but Brother Tom he did cannot walk at all.
虽然说达安跟珊妮他们两个走路不方便，但是你看看谭弟兄他根本连走路都没有办法。
And both of them can eat whatever they want.
他们能够吃他们想吃的。
But Brother Tom he cannot, you know, it's very difficult for him to eat.
但是呢，谭弟兄他甚至连吃都非常的困难。
So if they think about this and they when they compare their lives to Brother Tom's life, then they realize they are blessed from God.
所以当他们如果拿自己的生活、生命去跟谭弟兄比较的时候，他们就会觉得说，其实是神对他们的祝福。
So that's why every single one of us really, if we think we have a tough, and then we really need to visit some of our brothers and sisters who are really in need.Then we realize how blessed our life is.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，如果我们常常觉得说我们在困乏当中，那我们去看看去访问那些比我们更不幸的，我们就会感受到神对我们的祝福其实是很大。
I remember before I came to Christ.
我记得我来信耶稣之前。
I used to work with the people who live in the city. They are very, very poor.
我常常有机会呢，去工作的对象是一些在城市里面非常贫穷的人。
And at that time, I used to live in a basement. I myself used to live in a basement, and you know, it's pretty much I feel very sad for myself.
那当时呢，我就住在我所居住的地方是在人家的地下室。那时候我常常觉得自己是蛮可怜的。
But when I went to visit my clients during that time,
但是呢，当我去看看那些我工作的对象的时候
，Sometimes there's eight of them live in two bedrooms house.
那有时候会看到说有八个人在挤在两间小小的房间里面。
And when I sit there, I see the mice run all over the place.
那我去看他们的时候，看到地上到处都是老鼠。
And the cockroach is racing on the wall, right?
然后有很多的蟑螂在墙上这样跑。
And there are times when I see this, and then really in my heart, I feel, wow, my life is very blessed.
所以当我看到他们的时候，我就会觉得说，哇，我比起他们实在是幸运多了。
Actually, for us as a chosen people of God, we really should just appreciate what we have.
所以作为一个神的儿女，其实我们应该为我们所拥有的来感谢神。
Because the life that we live now is only temporary.
因为我们现在的生活跟生命都是短暂的。
But the life is to come is eternal.
但是呢，将来的生命才是永远的。
So that's why sometimes every single one of us, the day that we born, right, the day we plan, we just plan for this life.
所以从我们出生的那一天开始，当我们生命的一开始的目的呢，就是为了这将来的生命。
Just think about the reason that many families move to Cupertino, right? Because they have the best school system there.
为什么有很多的家庭他们会搬到 Cupertino 去呢？因为那里的学区是最好的。
And the reason people go to the best college is because they want to make more money.
那为什么人要到最好的大学呢？因为他们希望将来赚很多的钱。
So every single thing that we plan for this life.
所以我们在计划每一件事情的时候，都是为了我们自己的生活、将来的生活在做计划。
But I see as the chosen people of God.
但是作为神的儿女
，What we are planning, we need to plan for the eternal life.
我们在做任何的计划，都要为将来的永生来计划。
Of course, we all also need to plan for this life.
当然，我们也要为今生来做一些计划。
But if the planning of this life causes us to stray away from God, then planning would become in vain.
所以，但是呢，如果说我们为了这今生的所有的计划，到最后结果是让我们远离神，那么我们的一生就白费了。
So that's why every single one of us we need to be focused.
所以呢，每一个个人，他们都要把我们都要把我们的重心放在信仰上。
We need to prioritize our life.
我们要在我们的生命当中决定哪些东西是更重要的。
To really live a life to worship God.
我们必须要活在这种敬拜神的生活。
So during this time, there's many multitude depressed to hear the word of God.
好，在这里。路加福音第五章提到说，很多人拥挤他，为了要听神的道。
But Jesus Christ chose the boat that Simon had to go into it and preach the word of God from there.
但是神呢，就拣选了西门彼得所拥有的两条船，然后在那个船上向众人传福音。
But during that time, you can see the life of Peter was transformed.
啊，从那个时候我们可以看得出来说，那时候的彼得的生命因此呢得到了改变。
Read in chapter 5 verse 5 in Luke.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Verse 6.
第六节。
And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was broken. So you can see in verse 5, before Jesus came to Simon's boat, that he said he toiled all night and caught nothing.
我们第五节里面看到说，当耶稣他来到西门的船之前，他们整夜劳力，但是并没有抓到什么。
We know Simon Peter is an experienced fisherman.
那我们知道说，西门彼得是一个有经验的渔夫。
Even though he's an experienced fisherman, but he tried all night, he could not catch anything.
虽然他是一个很有经验的渔夫，但是他整夜劳力却没有打着
什么。What happened when Jesus Christ came into his boat?
但是当耶稣基督来到他的船之后，有什么改变呢？
What happened after Simon Peter listened to the word of God?
当西门彼得他听从耶稣的话下网之后，又有什么事情发生呢？
Because in verse 5 say, Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net.
在第五节下半节提到说，但依从你的话我就下网。
And it say here, And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was broken.
所以第六节他们下了网就圈住许多鱼，他们网就险些裂开。
I'm sure Simon Peter before received caught fish before.
我们相信说这个西门彼得他们以前是抓过了很多鱼。
But what is the difference this time?
但是呢，这一次有什么不同？
This time he realized the reason he caught the fish because the grace from our Lord.
因为他知道说他这一次抓到的许多鱼乃是从神而来。
So that's why every single one of us, before we came to Christ, really, we cannot do anything.
所以呢？在我们真正认识耶稣基督之前，其实我们很多事情什么事都不能做。
Actually, many people who live in the world without Christ, their heart is very empty.
我们知道说，很多那些不相信耶稣基督或不认识耶稣基督的人，他们生活在这世上，但是内心充满空虚。
The reason their heart is so empty because they have no hope. Well, they have no hope to live their life.
他们为什么会觉得空虚呢？因为在他们生活当中没有盼望。
Just like Simon Peter, even though he tried all night, he cannot catch anything.
就好像这里的西门彼得，他们虽然整夜劳力，但是没有打着什么。
Even though many people out there try to be joyful, try to be happy, but most of them, they turn to drugs, they turn to alcohol.
就好像说现代的人，他们非常努力的让自己要快乐，要找到这种满足，但是他最后呢，他得到的是空虚，所以转向了酒精，转向了这个毒品。
But after Peter Simon found Jesus Christ,
当西门彼得他遇见耶稣的时候
，Even though there's nothing in that lake that they could find, but when Jesus is there, Jesus be able to allow them to get great number of fish.
所以即便说在当时那一个晚上，他们已经打不着什么，但是呢，借着耶稣基督，可以让他们重新捕捉到那么多的鱼。
So every one of us, our life is really wonderful.
所以我们的生命其实是充满奇妙。
Last night we just happened, you know, I was talking with other two brothers.
像昨天晚上我跟两位弟兄在聊天。
One of them is a doctor.
有一个是一个医生。
And the other one is an MBA.
那另外一个是气管硕士。
So just happened to talk all the brothers and sisters in the United States.
就好像是跟所有的弟兄跟全美国弟兄姐妹在讲话。
And we came to the conclusion, wow, so many brothers and sisters in the United States, they are millionaire.
我们发现说，在美国有很多的弟兄姐妹都非常的有钱，像个百万富翁。
At the same time, many of them are very humble.
但是呢。他们虽然很有钱，但是却非常的谦虚。
So because they are so humble, many of us do not realize that they have so much money.
那因为他们非常的谦虚，所以大家都不知道其实他们非常的富有。
But actually, this is the blessing from God.
这都是神的祝福。
If you look at all our members in the United States, we live in more middle or upper class.
如果你看整个全美国，我们大概是属于中上的阶层。
And almost every youth in the United States, they go to college and get a high education.
那如果你再看看说真教会里面的大部分的青年，绝大部分的青年，他们都到大学去，然后受到良好的教育。
Really, this is a blessing from God.
这其实都是神的祝福。
Just think some new members who have come to our church.
就好像有些新的来受洗的弟兄。
Think about Linda and her mother Joyce.
我们看看 Linda 还有她的妈妈 Joyce.
Linda, she's been homeless for over 10 years.
她 Linda 呢，她一直就是住在她的车上，已经超过十年。
But now, because God is in her life,
但是因为在他生命中找到了神
Because he can feel the peace and joy inside his heart.
所以他可以从他的内心里面找到了快乐的平安。
Look at brother Sunny and sister Diane.
我们看看 Sunny 跟 Diane。
Really, their life is very pitiful.
他们的生活其实看起来是很值得同情。
But every single one of us sitting here, our life is quite wonderful.
所以我们，但是我们每一个其他坐在这边的人的生命都其实都是非常的充满恩典。
See, even though brother Sunny and sister Diane seem their life is wonderful, but if you really talk to them, God has blessed them abundantly.
所以虽然看 Sunny 跟 Diane 这样子，如果你真的跟他们去谈话，深入去谈话，你又知道说，其实在一路上神都在祝福他们。
I remember when Sister Diane before she, you know, when she started to come to our church.
我记得说那个时候，当 Diane 她刚刚开始来我们教会的时候
，she couldn't sit more than 10 minutes.
她没有办法坐超过十分钟。
She used to go in and out, in and out.
她常常必须要站起来走出去，然后再站起来回来这样。
And then at times she was very suicidal.
然后她那个时候的很多的那个举止都非常的奇怪。
But look at her life now.
你看看她现在的生活。
Will she be able to sit there and just listen without going in and out?
她可以安安静静的从开始做到结束。
And yesterday when we had the fellowship with San Jose, she sat there for over an hour really without getting up.
那像昨天我们在San Jose团契的时候呢，她坐在那边超过一个小时都不需要站起来。
And this is a blessing from God.
我认为说这是一个神的祝福。
And many of us know that she, you know, she's been applying to, you know, to have a to get a low income housing.
那我们知道说她最近呢，因为其他原因，所以她必须重新再找一个居住的地方。
Actually, I worked with the housing authority before.
那我以前呢，曾经也做过这种这种负责管理房屋这种低收入房屋的这些单位的人。
When you apply for the low housing, low housing, right? It takes years and years.
你想要找一个那种低收入的住宅，有时候需要好几年。
But it just happened right before her, she got the notice to get kicked out of her house she lives in. In the, you know, she's living right now for over 20 years.
她现在住的地方已经超过二十年，但是呢，她忽然就收到通知说要将她必须要在三十天之内要搬出去。
She got a letter from the housing authority that now there's a vacant open and she is the person the next online to go into that apartment.
然后呢，她就忽然就收到这种房屋那边管理局那边告诉给她通知说，现在有一个低收入房屋，她可以搬进去住。
Actually, when I think about her situation, really, this is a great miracle.
然后我如果回想起这种情况，我认为说这其实是一个很大的神迹。
Her application is only about a year and a half.
因为呢，她那个申请大概只有一年半的时间。
And another thing, she only turned 62 years old in July.
然后她到今年的七月会过60岁。
And really, her, if you look at the, her status, it's very difficult for her to get this kind of housing.
如果你看到她现在的情况跟其他人比起来，其实她要拿到这种低收入房屋的机会非常的微小。
But thank God, God set everything up for her.
但是呢，神为她安排了每一个脚步
right, you know, now she can just move on December 31st. This is the final moving date.
那到时候呢，她只要在在12月31号之前，在11月31号之前搬，最后一天搬出去就可以。
And another thing she was worried about is that she's not going to be able to get the deposit, right, to put down for this for her apartment.
那她现在在担心的是说，她没有办法找到足够的那种deposit.给他现在要搬进去的房子。
But thank God, after she go to see a social worker.
但是呢，他后来去看这个社工人员。
And she put this as submit her application. Then the person say, yeah, 95% chance they gonna help her with the deposit.
然后这些社工人员看了他的申请表之后，就告诉他说95%的机会，他们应该会为你安排这种 deposit.
Actually, truly, this is a blessing from God.
我相信这是神一个很大的祝福。
In every single one of our lives, if we think about this, really, we can see that many times that God has blessed us.
所以呢，在我们的生活当中，我们如果仔细去回想，我们也会看到类似于这种很多来自于神的保守跟祝福。
Just like Simon Peter.
就好像西门彼得。
Before Jesus came into a boat, he cannot catch anything.
当耶稣基督还没有到他的船上的时候，他什么都没有打到。
But after Jesus came into the boat,
当耶稣基督登上他的船的时候，
they got a great number of fish.
他抓到了许多的鱼。
Why? Because Jesus blessed him.
因为那是来自于耶稣基督的祝福。
And the same thing that Jesus always blessed us.
然后同样的，耶稣基督也是这样祝福我们。
Let's read verse 5 again.
我们看第五节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 5.
第五节。
But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing.
这里提到说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。
So during that time, he called Jesus Master.
当时呢，他称耶稣为夫子。
I see a master and a servant is only one way relationship.
这个夫子跟他的学生，其实只有夫子只是一种单向的关系。
If you're a servant to a master, doesn't mean that you need to be submissive to the master.
如果你是这个夫子的仆人，那就表示说你要顺服这个夫子。
Because in the eye of servant, a master is always tell you what to do.
因为呢，通常就是由你的主人或夫子来告诉你说要做什么。
But what happened after the great miracle that Jesus performed?
但是我们看看说，当他亲眼看到这个神迹之后，发生了什么事
？Look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
第八节说，西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
After he experienced God,
当他亲眼体会的亲身体。体验到神
and then he realized Jesus not only his master but also he is Lord also.
他认识到说耶稣不只是他的夫子，而且是主。
So when we call somebody Lord, this means we give everything of ourselves to him. That means he's have Lord over us.
当我们称呼某一个人主的时候，就表示说我们将我们所有的都放在他的面前。
Actually, we also need to learn this.
我们同时也要学习这个。
We know that Jesus is always with us.
我们知道说，这个耶稣是我们的主。
And Jesus not only our master, but also he's our Lord.
他是我们的主人，也是我们的父。
If he is our Lord, then we need to learn to be submissive to him.
我们既然称呼他主，就要学习如何在他面前顺服。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 21. Exodus chapter 21. Exodus.
我们看出埃及记
Exodus chapter 21
21章
Chapter 21 verse 2
第二节
Verse 2
第二节
If you buy a Hebrew servant he shall serve 6 years and in the 7th he shall go out free and pay nothing
第二节你若买希伯来人做奴仆他必服侍你6年第7年他可以自由白白的出去
After Moses received the Ten Commandments from God,
当摩西从神领受了十诫
and then God gave them the law concerning servants.
然后他神就给他一些关于这个奴隶的这些律例
So if you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve you 6 years.
他说你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他要服侍你6年
And in the 7th, he shall go free and pay nothing.
然后到第7年的时候，他就可以自由白白的出去
So this means after many years that the servant has served the master.
所以当这个仆人他服侍主人多年之后
The master have to set him free.
那主人就应该让他的奴仆自由
But in verse 5 say, But if the servant plainly say I love my master, my wife and my children I will not go out free.
但是在第五节提到说倘若这个奴仆明说我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女不愿意自由出去
If the servant showed that he loved his master
如果这个奴仆他喜爱他的主人
Then he showed his love his wife and his children.
然后他也喜爱他的妻子跟儿女
And then he knows that he wants to stay there and serve his master.
然后他愿意自愿要留下来服侍他的主人
So that's why in verse 6 say, Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost. And his master shall pierce his ear with an awl and he shall serve him forever.
所以他这个主人第六节他的主人就要带他到审判官那里又要带他到门前靠着门框用锥子穿他的耳朵他就永远服侍主人
Actually this master have to this servant have the freedom to go away from his master
然后这个那个主人这个奴仆呢他就要跟着他的主人
Just like we have the freedom to serve God or not to serve God
就好像说我们有那种自由意志要选择服侍神或不服侍神
Tonight we can just be home watching TV or something butWe are here to worship God together.
就好像今天晚上我们可以选择说留在家里看电视，但是呢，我们选择来到会堂来敬拜神。
Why? Because we love God.
为什么呢？因为我们爱神。
We don't come here because we are forced by anyone to come here.
我们来教会并不是因为某些人某人强迫我们来。
We come here because the love of God compels us to be here.
我们来是因为我们心中这个爱神的心来激动我们来。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ not only a master, but also we need to call him Lord to have dominion over us.
所以呢，我们不只是要称呼耶稣基督为夫子，更是我们生命中的主。
Why? Because in our heart we want to serve God forever.
然后在我们心目中呢，我们要 服侍要心甘情愿的永远服侍这个主人
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ
就好像说我们的耶稣
Even though he is God himself
虽然说他是神道成肉身
But he come to serve every one of us
但是他降生到世间来服侍众人
He come to die for every one of us
他来到世上来为众人而死
So really this is a wonderful thing that he did for us
那所以这就是他为我们所做美好的恩典
So also we need to learn from our Lord Jesus Christ
所以我们也应该效法我们的耶稣基督
When we are worshiping God, we have to worship and be submissive to Him.
我们崇拜神呢，是要我们要敬拜，而且要顺服他。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 5.
我们再回到路加福音第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Verse 10.
第二节，他见有两只船在湖边打鱼的人，却离开船洗船去了。
Verse 10.
第十节
And so also with James and John, the son of Zebedee, who were partnered with Simon, Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid, from now on you will be fisher of men.
第十节，他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
Before Jesus Christ came into the boat of Simon,
在耶稣基督来到西门彼得船上之前
Simon was a fisherman.
西门彼得只是一个渔夫。
But after Jesus Christ came into his boat,
但是当耶稣基督来到他的船
，they became fisher of men.
他们成为不是捕鱼，而是得人。
Actually, this is a big difference.
这当然有很大的不
同。From serving and working in the world to serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
从他原来在服侍这个世界，成为他现在服侍神。
Actually, every single one of us, this is our goal.
对我们每个人来讲，这是我们的目标。
It doesn't mean that we need to become a full-time minister.
这并不代表说我们必须一定要成为全职的传道。
But rather in our daily lives, we try to find a way how to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
而是在我们日常生活当中，要寻找出说我们如何持续不断的来服侍神。
Because when we work in the world.
我们虽然在这个世上工作
All the things that we gain at one day no longer will be there.
我们在世上所得的所有的东西有一天都将不存在
But if we work for our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是如果我们为主而忙碌
Every time we work, we are storing up treasure in heaven.
我们每一次服侍主每一次所做的工都有这个财宝积在天上
So that's why we should not think to ourselves.
所以很多事我们不要只为自己想
I'm not gifted in doing this. I'm not gifted in doing that.
我没有这个恩赐来做这个，我没有恩赐来做这个。
But the Lord requires only what He has given to us to how you know to serve Him.
那神所要的呢，只是他把他赐给我们的这种能力拿来服侍他。
Let's turn the book of Leviticus.
我们看
Leviticus.
利未记
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章
chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节
If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the bull, let him offer a meal without blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will at the door of the tabernacle, a meeting before the Lord.
Verse 3.
Yeah, so you can see in verse 3, right?
我们看第三节，第一章第三节。
You know, chapter 1 is talking about the burnt offering.
在第一章是提到燔祭。
So if people have a lot of money, if people are wealthy, then they can go and offer a bull to the Lord.
如果说他是一个有钱人，他可以献上一只牛犊。
And this offering is a free will offering.
然后这个奉献呢，是出于自己的意志。
But look at verse 9.
但是看第九节。
The end of verse 9.
第九节结束。
An offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord.
这里说在坛上做献祭，要献以神为馨香的火祭。
So.What happens if people do not have the bull to offer to God?
如果人没有一只公牛可以奉献给神怎么办
Look at verse 10.
我们看第十节
If his offering is of the flocks, of the sheep, of the goats, as a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring meal without blemish. Also verse 13.
还有第十节跟第十三节
An offering made by fire, sweet aroma to the Lord.
这里献上这个山羊作为馨香的火祭
Actually, people do not have a bull to sacrifice to God.
如果你没有牛犊可以奉献
，They could offer a sheep or a goat.
你可以献上这个羊羔。
But nevertheless, this offering is still a sweet-smelling aroma to God.
但是在神面前，这仍然是馨香的火祭。
But what happened is so poor they can't even afford to offer the sheep or goat.
那如果你太穷，连一只羊羔都没有办法奉献。
Look at verse 14.
我们看十四节。
If the burnt sacrifice of his offering to the Lord is a bird, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or a young pigeon.
但第十四节，如果他以鸟为燔祭，就要奉献斑鸠或者是雏鸽。
If you are so poor, you don't need to bring the bull, you don't need to bring the sheep, you can just bring a pigeon or a turtle doves.
如果说你太穷了，不能奉献牛，不能奉献羊，那你可以奉献他这个鸽子。
But the end of verse 17, he says, an offering made by fire, sweet aroma to the Lord.
然后到第十七节结束的说，这也是献给神馨香的火祭。
So you can see, when we offer a burnt offering to God,
所以我们即便是奉献一只鸟给神，
it doesn't matter what we offer.
事实上是不管我们奉献给神，
but his offering will be a sweet smell and aroma to God.
那在神眼中，这些都是馨香的火祭。
Just like us,
就好像我们
when we here to serve God,
我们来这里服侍神。
It doesn't matter we clean the toilet.
不管说我们只是去清除马桶。
It doesn't matter we sweep the street out there.
或者是说我们在清除外面的街道。
It doesn't matter if you come here to give a sermon.
或者是说你站在前面在讲道。
If you do it with a willing heart.
你如果是出于内心的自
由，If we do with a joyful heart,
你如果是出于内心的喜乐，
and this offering will become a sweet smelling aroma to God.
然后这一些服事在神面前就将成为馨香的火祭。
Just like an old lady, just like when Jesus observing people bringing money to the treasury.
就好像说神看见有人在那个奉献箱里面奉献。
During that time, many rich people bring many things to put in the treasury.
看到很多有钱人带了很多财宝放到那个奉献箱里。
But Jesus saw this old lady bring two mites to put in the treasury.
但是耶稣看到有一个富人放进去两分钱。
And Jesus said to his disciple.
所以他告诉他门徒说，
This widow had put more than all of them.
这一个寡妇她献上的是最多的。
Why? Because all those people are rich, they just give their riches from their abundance.
这没有什么，因为那些有钱人他是从他的极大丰富当中拿出一点钱出来。
But for the widow, she gave all that she has.
但是呢，对这个寡妇来讲，她的两分钱却是她的全部。
Actually, a servitude to God is the same thing.
那我们服侍神也是如此。
So that's why when Jesus comes into our heart,
所以当神充满我们的内心，
Jesus Christ really from our life from being meaningless to a meaningful life.
因为借着耶稣基督使我们的生命能够有了新的意义。
And when we serve God from being burdensome to burdenless.
所以我们服侍神，不管是服侍奉献多或少，
from thinking that we need to do grand thing to serve God to really to do a daily thing to serve God because the sacrifice is still a sweet smelling aroma to God.
所以最大的奉献呢，其实就是在我们日常生活中的每一件小事上来服侍神，因为这些在神眼中也是馨香的火祭。
So that's why for us we need Jesus to come into our heart.
所以我们需要神进到我们的内心。
We need always to live a life of thanksgiving.
我们必须长久活在感恩当中。
Because everything that happened to us every single day truly is by the guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们每天的脚步都是由神来带领。
If we are poor because God allowed us to be poor.
如果我们贫穷，那是因为神容许我们贫穷。
If we be able to come and serve God because God allowed us to be able to serve Him.
我们如果能够服侍神，那是因为神允许我们来服侍他。
But nevertheless, we need to continue to hold on to our faith.
所以我们要紧紧抓住我们的信仰。
It doesn't matter what kind of occasion we're in, we always should give him thanks.
不管我们遇到是什么样的情况，都要凡事感谢。
So may God continue to help us and guide us.
我们求神能够继续带领我们。
And start this new year to live a life of thanksgiving.
在我们即将到来的新年，能够学会活在这种感谢当中。
And to reflect all the blessing that God have given to us.
然后不要时常想要回想起神所在我们身上所做的各样的祝福。